Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 972, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Exhibit MM, continued. Georgia, Hancock County, State of Georgia, versus. In Superior Court of Fulton County, Georgia, Leo M. Frank. Questions to be propounded to John M. Holmes of Sparta, Hancock County, Georgia. 1. Q. Have you examined clipping from the Atlanta Georgian of August 26, 1913, hereto attached, showing a picture of the jury in the above stated case, and showing a likeness of juror H. Hensley? A. Yes. 2. Q. Are you personally acquainted with H. Hensley? A. Yes. 3. Q. Did you or not hear H. Hensley discussing the question of whether or not Leo M. Frank was guilty of the murder of Mary Fagan between the death of said Mary Fagan and the commencement of the trial of Leo M. Frank charged with the murder of Mary Fagan? A. Yes. 4. Q. To the best of your recollection, what did he say in this conversation? A. Several men were in my office. Mr. Hensley was asked the question whether or not he believed Leo M. Frank was guilty of the murder of Mary Fagan. He stated that he did. He stated this positively and firmly. 5. Q. Where and when did this take place, and who else was present? A. Walker and Holmes Insurance Office on the morning of June 27, 1913. 6. Q. Did you not hear A.H. Hensley state in Sparta, Georgia, between the time of the death of Mary Fagan and the commencement of the trial of Leo M. Frank for the murder of Mary Fagan, that Leo M. Frank was guilty of the murder of Mary Fagan? A. Yes. 7. Q. Did you not hear H. Hensley say that he believed Leo M. Frank was guilty of the murder of Mary Fagan, and further that he would bet $1 or other sum, or would like to bet $1 or other sum, that he, the said A.H. Hensley, would be put on the jury to try Leo M. Frank for the murder of Mary Fagan? A. He stated that he had been summoned as a juror. 8. Q. State in full, what is your business occupation? Or if more than one, what are your business occupations? A. Member of the firm of Walker and Holmes, Real Estate and Insurance, John M. Holmes, Georgia, Hancock County. Before me personally appeared John M. Holmes, who being first duly sworn true answers to make to the above and foregoing written questions, answered same as above set forth, said answers executed, sworn to, and subscribed before me this September 26, 1913, J.W. Lewis, Notary Public, Hancock County, Georgia, 151,